as a question that is, you know, what might, what kind of method or what kind of technique, because to realize the fruits of the practice, the say magapala, the mokpon, the fruits and the path of this practice. We'd like to see it in this life. But it, you know, it's say what method, what technique is the easiest or most effective. But I can guarantee that looking for the easiest way is the least effective way. And so it's yeah, you have to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to put in some effort. You have to be willing to experiment, willing to try things out. You have to be willing to fail. It's like I think it was Zen Master Dogen, sort of one of the founder of Soto Zen in Japan. Said, like practice is one mistake after another, and you think, well, that's pretty dismal. But you know that we don't learn just because we think we've got a good idea and then we do it. I mean, we learn. That's how we learn. It's okay, that didn't work. That worked, and so we have to be willing to experiment a bit, or rather than say looking for the easiest, most effective way. I remember one time was I just recently arrived in America. This is over 20 years ago, and went down to Los Angeles to attend lectures by His Holiness the Dalai Lama that were being held at UCLA in a small auditorium. It was probably, a small auditorium with for the Dalai Lama was maybe a couple thousand people. So listening to teachings and the teachings were on emptiness. And I think it was a text of Nagarjuna's on emptiness, and he was giving teachings, and they were it was very good, wonderful. And then after, and it was a whole, I think it was almost a week long teachings, so extensive teachings. And then after a few days, there was the opportunity for questions, and so then His Holiness was answering various questions, and then the translator read the question. What is the easiest and quickest way to realize emptiness? And His Holiness listened to the question and he went really silent. He went really silent, really still. And then he had a he was sitting at a seat, and then he had a little podium with his text there, and then he ended up putting his head down on this text, and just sitting there for a minute. And the hall, there's 2,000 people, just you could hear a pin drop. Absolutely still, because what's going on? And then after a while, His Holiness got up, reached for a tissue, wiped his eyes. He had been crying, and he blew his nose, and then he just really fierce. There's no easy, quick way. You have to be willing to practice. You have to be willing to give yourself to this practice. You think, I mean, here's somebody who's the reincarnation of Bodhisattva compassion, and he was sort of moved to tears by you have to give yourself to this practice. You have to be willing to do it, and it was a really beautiful teaching, very moving. So pay attention to that mind that because we're always negotiating. How can we get out of this? Is really tough, you know. Just being willing to give oneself to it. It doesn't mean you have to do anything stupid or absolutely the Buddha says that, you know, one of the things that is definitely not the way out of suffering is that attakila matano yoko, that commitment to self-abnegation, self-torture. That is an extreme to be avoided. But it's something to be it does entail some. There's another place where the Buddha says this is a viryavada. He's describing his teaching. Viryavada says this is a teaching relying on effort. It takes some effort, and that sense of waiting for it's like the Samuel Beckett's play Waiting for Godot. I mean, it's that you're waiting for the Buddha. it isn't how it works. It requires some effort. But of course, it's right effort. It's balanced.